It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. The show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer. Alabama Pipe and Supply, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Fantabulous Seafood Shed. Yes. Yeah.
Good food. Good food. Yes. Good people.
Yeah.
Good, good people.
You know what? Nick News calls in with us and works with us on our Monday night, but I think his daughter's had some kind of medical problems in there, and he just said that he's not available. He's en route home.
Hmm.
So that's cool, but I'm glad she's okay. That's
yeah.
This day and time, we don't know what's going on with all of this, the COVIDs and the viruses and what have you that's going on out there, you know?
Isn't that the truth?
And we're talking about, you know, I've even been talking about buying with long-term or long-haul deal with the COVID deal because we're getting results 2, 3, 4 months down the road, things are still bothering us from that, you know?
Right, right.
So it's kind of like a bad tune-up job on your car, you know.
Just keep hanging around, huh?
Yeah, it works, but it don't work good. Right. You know?
You're up and motivating, but not really.
Right. I mean, you're good, but you ain't great.
One of those eights just misfiring once in a while, right?
I know, so, man. Yeah. I got a coil breaking down or something. I'm misfiring every now and then. But, you know, hey, I'm still here to bitch about it, so I'm all right.
That's right. You know? That's right.
But, hey, man, I see on TV the last few days where, I mean, they're telling everybody to stay home, but that ain't working. The airplanes the airplanes and the airports are starting to get a lot of traffic up. They had 1 million people fly that yesterday or day before or Saturday sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Millions. I'm going like, what? You know? So they're getting back to people moving. And then now I'll bet you your place is full of cars trying to get ready for road trips.
We've had quite a bit of traffic there at UJ. You know, we've been doing a bunch of oil changes and just general maintenance, people getting ready to hit the road. You know, it's you're not going to keep everybody at home.
No.
You know?
No.
I think everybody is encouraged by the vaccine information that's out and knowing it's, you know, not far around the corner. I think everybody's, you know, as long as you're smart about it, you know, try not to mix and mingle too closely. You know, I can't say much because I'm leaving town myself.
I have a couple of places I will be at.
yeah. I'm heading towards Texas. So I'll be able to tell you what the traffic looked like, coming and going. So I hope Wednesday won't be too bad traveling, but I expect Sunday to be a cluster coming back this way. So,
well, you'll be about 2,000 feet above all of that. So.
No, I'll be driving. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You'll be above the normal traffic.
That's right. Well, you know, I got to get home somehow. Yeah, so it's all.
You know, if you get up in that second or third groove above the normal height of traffic, then you don't have as many people up there.
Exactly.
What's the low flying airplane? So.
Yeah. If I could just get everybody to travel at the same kind of speed, I'd be good. Yeah.
I have found, you're talking about that, going over to Pensacola to see a great-granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally here now in the past, I see, I'm running 75, 78 along through there and 80.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm not passing nobody.
No.
Everybody's passing me. I'm going like, what is this deal?
I know.
You know, even trucks.
Yeah.
I'm going, I thought I had governors on these big rigs.
Some do, but, you know, they've cut a bunch of them loose where they
and
just run.
And U-Hauls. I had a U-Haul. I thought I was motoring along there pretty good. And they weren't paying attention about what's going on. I had my music going, you know, listening, you know, to Boots Randolph and with his sacket, you know, yackety sacks and you know, had my Pandora, you know, working and getting my sounds. And I heard something go beep, beep. I looked in my mirror. Here's a U-Haul. Pickup truck, or not a pickup, but a U-Haul truck.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at my speedometer. I'm doing 85, And he's blowing his horn big, get the hell out of his way.
Yeah.
I looked over, and I'm clear on the right. I pulled over to the right. He went, hoom. And it wasn't, I mean, I couldn't have counted to 20, and he was out of sight.
Yeah.
I didn't think they run that fast.
Well, yeah, they ain't supposed to, I don't think. But, you know, they used to limit them about 65 or 70.
That's what I thought. Didn't they have governors on them?
They did at one time, but I don't think they govern the newer ones, you know. And, of course, you know, they got it written all over, do not exceed 55 or 65 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know? The little trailers, I think they got 45 on them.
Oh, yeah. So, I've had them run by me at 70 to 80 mile an hour, just whoop. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I drug one of those with my Chevelle to Memphis one year for Christmas. So, yeah, I know they'll go faster than that. But
Yep.
Yeah.
Looks like we've got a caller over there.
Yeah, looks like we do. Caller, you're on there. Hello, caller.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Pete, how you doing tonight?
Uh-oh. Can I get your autograph?
What?
Can I get your autograph? Every time I look on TV, you're on TV.
My autograph. Wait a minute. No, you can't. You're going to have to talk to my people, Tom.
No, you got people for that.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm looking there this morning, and I look up, and it's going, Panini Pete is at the, some place down on Water Street there when he's helping train the people for the Thanksgiving Day, you know, on how to get the food in and out of the kitchen on time.
We're helping out at the Waterfront Mission, man.
I'm going
Tom,
like,
I'm just,
what?
I'm chasing your tails, buddy. I got a couple of decades to catch you and all the wonderful things you've been doing, folks. You're a great example to us all.
Oh,
man.
Lord, come on, man. Just reach over there, grab another gear, and get over in overdrive and let it roll.
I'm trying. It ain't that easy.
Well, man, what's going on?
I almost caught you. You know, when you were sick with the COVID, I almost caught up to you.
Oh, no.
Right in the keister and kept going.
I hear you, brother. I hear you, yeah. Yeah, well, is our patient over there with Nick doing okay?
Yeah. Little Miss Gabby's home. They just took her home, man. That poor girl, she got her appendix out and she's been through the ringer.
Dang, she's getting beat up pretty
bad. Great care of her over there. South Baldwin, and he's real happy, and they're just
Amen.
Happy to have her home.
Amen, yes. Anytime, don't mess with me. Hey, you can do anything you want to me. Don't mess with my youngins or my grandyoungins. You know?
Yep.
Exactly.
You got in trouble now, baby.
Same with Nick. I was talking to her in the hospital, and I said, listen, I said, you need to take good care of your dad because he's a train wreck right now with you in there.
That's
he's
true.
He's a rough and tough guy, so Gabby's not feeling good, and then he's a woo-wee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in trouble when that youngin' is sick. Well, what? Tell us. Give us up to date here on where we at with Ed's and your other restaurants during this period of the year.
Everything's going good. You know, we're gearing up for Thanksgiving. It's going to be crazy. There'll be a lot of people in town, so it'll be a little up and down this week. It's that calm before the storm. You know, that pregame, pre-fight jitters.
There you go.
We're trying to get through and get ready, but. You know, the breakfast at Ed's has been going phenomenal. And we moved it from weekends. We're doing it 7 days a week now.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, Dick had mentioned that to us before there, but I didn't know how it was doing or if the head count was still good.
Yeah. The weekdays are still, we're building them, but they're building strong. And the weekends have gotten really busy. The food is amazing. The portions are just ridiculous. I just had to turn the other way. Nick says, they'll give them 4 pancakes. I was like, dude, they're bigger than a hubcap.
Yeah, Pete, go somewhere else. Go do something else. Get out of here. Yeah, you're rocking the boat, Pete.
Great.
Yeah, you're rocking the boat.
Squid Ink has been doing really good downtown. Panini Pizza and Pasta, we're getting up. I got an early Christmas present. I got a big pasta maker. We're going to be making fresh pasta at night at Panini Pizza and Fairhope, so that's going to be amazing. And Sunset is just, that's just a beast that's out of control. It's been really good. We got all the outdoor seating. You know, we're going to see what happens in all this. It's going to start getting chilly.
Yep,
we got the heaters going. We got the plastic walls rolled down so you can still sit outside and stay cozy.
There you go. Hey, well, you know, they do the same thing over at Ed's. That's awesome. Hey, hanging on. We're going to take a little break here, and we'll be right back. We'll talk to you a little bit further.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We're going to take a break, and let's hear from our sponsors. We'll be back.
Some highway east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
If you're looking for piping, two locally owned and operated companies have all the answers. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast. APS provides construction, landscaping, civil engineering, and sewer system piping. And they pride themselves on providing prompt service and on-time delivery. Their customer service is second to none. APS also specializes in erosion control, soil and water separation, and slope and channeling control products in a variety of materials designed to fit your specific applications. Universal Precast specializes in storm boxes and industrial storm drains and covers. No job is too large or too small. Call David Jones and the professionals at Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast for all your piping needs. Located at 5721 Highway 90 West, Mobile. Call 653-1399. That's 653-1399. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-8231. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Remco along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. And we'd still have Panini Pete on the phone. Yes. Pete, with us.
I know, and you're so excited.
hey, watch yourself.
Killing me there.
Yes. Listen, I saw on Facebook today where you were passing out all the beignets over at the hospital for Gabby.
Yeah, you know, I had to reward those folks for taking such a good job. Nick went on and on and on and on about the care over there and the health care that we have in this area. Man, those beignets have just been an ambassador of love for me for 15 years. So there was no reason to stop now.
Well, that being said, and one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up is, can you get the beignets at all of your restaurants or just one or what?
You know, the only shop we're not doing them at right now is Sunset Point.
Okay.
That's because just, you know, there's just a non-compete there. I won't do it. There's legal constraints in Fairhope. No, we do them there at Panini Pete's all the time. And then at Ed's, we're doing them on the weekends with breakfast. And we're doing it brunch on the weekends at Sunset, at Squid Ink. So they are pretty awesome. And guess what, too? I'm working on, buddy. I got a mix. We're going to be selling a mix pretty soon, hopefully probably before Christmas for sure. You'll be able to get a little bag of beignet mix and go make them at the house.
Ooh.
Yep.
You know what that'll go with?
What?
Scuttle brew.
There you go.
Scuttle brew coffee.
I believe it, man.
Yeah. We're going to rock that boat a little bit. I've got a nephew that's got a coffee company and his own grinders and all over in Pensacola. So we're going he's selling to a bunch of the restaurants and all over there. So we're going to come up with our own.
Oh, we got to talk, man.
I know. I think Pete needs his own brew.
Yeah, we got to talk. We definitely need to do that.
Yep.
So this time of year, are people getting a lot of tips in for winterizing their cars, or what do we have to do around here for that? Just, you know, since we talk cars occasionally.
Since you claim to be the chef, I will let you talk to the car doctor.
There you go.
Go ahead, Doc.
It's just really your basic maintenance, you know, checking your antifreeze and your washer fluids and making sure your windshield wipers are good, which reminds me, I need to replace the ones on my wife's car before we take off to Texas.
There you go. Yeah, I got to give me some new ones.
Meant to do that today. You know, that's kind of what happens with wiper blades is you just don't think about it until it starts raining. It's a little too late then. But, you know, I do it all the time. You know, I thought about it last time I drove to Texas that I needed to put it on there.
When I went to culinary school up in New York, I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, and I was up there the first winter. And I saw some little cards on the boards, winterize your car for like $10.
Yeah.
And I said, man, where do they think I'm from? I didn't just fall off the turnip truck. What kind of racket is that? I never heard of winterizing your car. And then, lo and behold, my car wouldn't start.
Uh-oh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a nightmare. I looked all over for that card. I had the worst time. I ended up a half of a sunny day. I had a blanket on the engine. And I finally got it cranked one day. And I got so excited, I took off down the road. Of course, without the radiator cap on, and
oh,
the
Lord.
Freezing day, my car overheated, and was so. People, you got to be careful during the winter.
Yeah, well, you need to stay in the dang kitchen and keep cooking.
I learned that right away. Yeah, I learned that decades ago.
Yeah, and
there you go.
You just call us. We'll send a wrecker over and get your vehicle and get it winterized.
Exactly.
Thanks, and I'll bring the beignets.
Then bring the beignets, and we'll talk about it with the brew.
You got it. You got it.
Yep. All right. But now you guys are actually going to be closed Thanksgiving Day, I understand, at all your rusters.
Yeah, we'll shut down, give everybody some time off, and then get ready. Because you know what happens with, you know, even with social distancing and all, we'll all be done with our families by Thursday. We'll be ready to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
And get some fresh air. So
yeah, quarantine.
So we'll have a big weekend.
That big day and a half of quarantine will be in everybody's face. So they'll be ready to get the hell out of there by then.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. We're looking forward to it. And, you know, all the college kids are going to be down from here until probably January. So hopefully there'll be a lot of hungry folks around town.
They will be, and they will be. And they'll be partaking of some of the finest restaurants here on the Gulf Coast. And, you know, that is the Panini Pete restaurant chain.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, yeah. But it's unbelievable the variety of foods that you have in four different places. You would think. Well, you know, they're going to have the same thing they got at Ed's. Well, hell no. I've been in all the places, and none of them had served the same type of food.
No. Yeah, it's very, very different, which is fun and unique and challenging, and it's exciting. You know, you get to flex your muscles creatively, and, you know, we get to get input from, you know, Nick and the staff and managers. And you know, when I opened Sunset Point, and everybody was thinking, oh, what are you going to do? You know, po' boys and gumbo and this and that. I said, no.
Yeah, yeah.
They said, wow, you don't like that? I said, I love it, but it's out there.
Right, right.
And there's enough of it out there. So we went a whole different direction. You know, and then about 3 years ago, we bought Ed's, and I jumped in the deep end of the pool with the grits, greens, and gumbo. And
there you
and
go.
Some of the best fried seafood around, the best shrimp on the causeway. I mean, it's been a blast. So that makes it a lot of fun. You know, it's more challenging, obviously, but we're not a McDonald's. It's not. You can't do chain stuff.
No,
scratch food, you know, you just can't. It's too hard to stay consistent.
Well,
so we just have a good time doing the things we do.
And you do a good job of it, and you have some awesome people that are working for you. I know a lot of them personally, and have had the pleasure.
Yeah, they love you, Tom.
Oh, well, you know, I'm glad, you know, I get decent service, you know, but you get decent service at your places anyway, so it's kind of like that State Farm guy said, well, that's just the way we do it.
Right. Well,
you're not getting anything special.
Walks in, they got to tighten up anyhow.
I'm going to pop, you know, hey, let's go.
Yep.
Tighten up.
Tighten up.
Pete, it's a pleasure having you on board here tonight. Looking forward to seeing you over the holidays, and you guys have a blessed one, and give my regards to all you people.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys so much, and keep doing what you're doing, and keep everybody safe, and y'all be good, and have a great Thanksgiving. Much to be thankful for, even
Amen.
In the midst of this chaos.
Yes, exactly. And we will have more of it before it is over with.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Pete.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We actually have a text here from Dave from Gulf Shores. The new Honda N1 on sale in Japan. Is this a new trend that's coming to the U.S. one day? And the N1 for everybody is basically a mini car. I mean, it's a very small
tinker toy. We say tinker toy?
Yeah, it's very, very small car.
Did we say puddle jumper?
Yeah. And GM actually has a micro car out in Japan.
Oh, in Japan, in okay. Yeah. Well, they got little narrow streets and all over there, and those people are a little bit smaller than we are. So
well, I mean, some of them are, yeah. I don't know how safe I would feel in one of those cars here, yeah. You're out running in, you know, everyday traffic or on the interstate in a car that, well, most of these are, their max speed is going to be somewhere around 60, 65.
If you were in Japan, you would have to get one of the cars that the sumo wrestlers ride.
Yeah, of course. I want a full size.
I've been holding that one back for a while.
I want the full size
one. Sumo wrestler.
Yeah. I want the grown-up version.
Yeah, big boy car.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I have trouble with taking toys myself.
Yeah.
Lego cars or whatever they are.
That is not something I want to be riding around.
I don't want to be in one of them when they have a wreck either. But anyway, in one, I think we're going to see more of that. We're going to see, you know, we were actually talking about it today with the COVID scenario that's going on and then the things that people say they're going to do in the next 4 years. We're going to see cars that are not road cars, but they are going to be like a city car, a community car,
right.
A grocery store car.
Yeah.
And some of them might only have one seat and maybe a baby seat where you could set a baby deal in it and a back area to put the groceries in.
Right.
And that's all you're going to do, you know?
And I can see that. I mean, there's a bunch of, smaller communities that basically neighborhood stores mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff where, you know, there's a lot of them that actually let you use golf carts and you can go to school.
That's
go
to, coming. That is coming too.
And grocery store and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And,
yep.
You know, they have specific paths for them to where they're not actually out on the highway, you know.
Right.
And all that can work and you know. I see nothing wrong with it.
No, well, and that's just the new innovations that are coming. And we, you know, guys, look what has happened to this world in the last 8 months just with one severe crisis and what it has done to us and what it has now taught us to do. It is really unbelievable. But, you know, we've always bitching about the electric cars and getting a longer extension cord and all that stuff because we want them to go 500 miles or whatever.
Right.
Well, they've got these cars now that'll go 200, 250 miles, and that's all you need to run around town.
Well,
in a grocery car.
They've got them that are going as much as 400 miles and recharging like 80% in under a half hour. So,
right.
You know, that's doable.
That's a doable deal. Yeah.
You know? If you go 400 miles, you're going to want to sit down for a little while.
Sure.
Or get out, move, stretch your legs, whatever.
And if you run another 200 miles, it's time to bed down somewhere.
Right.
Get
so, you know, it's that's a doable deal and be, you know, totally charged and ready to go by the next day. You know, so it's coming. You know, they're getting way better on their recharging and charging capabilities and the distance that they can go.
Right.
You know, so it's
That's
GM's coming. Teasing at their electric truck too, so it's it's coming.
The big 18 wheelers, they're going to have those big rides out there.
Yep, sounds like it's time for us to take a break. We're going to let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
I'm proud to say I drive a truck. 18 wheels has always been enough. I'm looking through my windshield when the sun is coming up. I'm proud to say I drive a truck.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clear skies tonight. Will be chilly with temperatures in the mid-40s at daybreak. For Tuesday, sunny and warmer with highs in the lower 70s. And the outlook for Wednesday, scattered showers with high temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Roseanne Haven from WKRG News 5. A Baldwin County Corrections Officer has been fired after the escape of an inmate more than 2 weeks ago. Sheriff Hosmack says 41-year-old Jose Rosado Ortiz made his move after he recognized the guard wasn't paying attention. The suspect was recaptured in the Crossroads community. The name of the corrections officer won't be released until he has time to appeal his termination. Providence Hospital has changed its visitor policy due to the rise in COVID-19 cases. Effective tomorrow, the hours for visiting patients will be limited from 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, and no visitors will be allowed to stay overnight. A 2-year-old boy is expected to recover after being accidentally shot by his father. Mobile police say the shooting happened Saturday at a home on Athey Road. The father fired his gun outside. The bullet went into a bedroom and struck his son, who was sleeping. I'm Roseanne Haven from WKRG News 5.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is, if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248. 800-950-0248.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Yeah, welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But drove up to UJ this morning, looked over, and we had a parking lot full of trucks out there.
Goodness.
They were dropping them off over the weekend, so which means we got something to do for the next few days, for
Ooh,
sure.
Ooh, I'll bet.
Yeah. Not that we needed anything this morning, because we had them backed up out to the airport.
Now, this is, is this 21 trucks now?
Yes. Some still 20s, but
yeah,
20s. Most are 21s. Yeah. Most of what we're getting in at this point is all 21 models.
And, can somebody go out there and buy the 20s that are just coming in, and they're still a brand new truck?
Oh,
they
yeah.
get all the warranties. Yeah. They get all the good stuff, and you get a good deal too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, that's they've actually got a pretty good deal out right now. Anyway, I need to get Brian on. I didn't have time to run up there and bug him today, but they've got some pretty good sales going on right now. It's truck month, so. They've been pushing a bunch of trucks this month. I think they had a pretty good weekend over this past weekend too. I come in, there was I think 8 or 10 sitting on the trade in line. So,
darn.
So that means they had a pretty good weekend in sales.
They moved a bunch of vehicles.
So
it's surprising how many vehicles that are being sold right now, and they're not the small cars. They're not the mid-sized cars. Most of them are, big luxury pickup trucks and the big luxury, big fine cars.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're, of course, our biggest mover is the trucks, trucks and SUVs. The Tahoes are just not sitting on the ground. Tahoe and Suburban, the new ones, when we get them in, they're pretty much
gone. They're
gone.
They're fine rides.
They are.
It's an unbelievable vehicle. It is.
Yeah. I've had some opportunity to put a few miles on a couple of them, and I like them. I really do.
The Yukon's a GM, I guess. What is y'all's?
Ours is the Tahoe and the Suburban.
Tahoe, okay. Yeah. Is a Suburban. And, the same as a Yukon and a GMC or what?
Well, the Yukon and Yukon XL is the Tahoe and the Suburban, in Chevrolet.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically the same vehicle, a little different trim and that.
But they're the same. Basically the same vehicles.
Yeah.
But they're awesome. You see how great they are? I mean, that's all the federal government has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very dependable vehicle, very tough. And the Tahoe and Suburban's also coming down the road with the inline 3-liter diesel six-cylinder is actually the best fuel economy in the class.
Six-cylinder
straight six 3-liter diesel. And
now is that a General Motors diesel?
Oh yeah, it's a little Duramax. They've got it's in the Duramax family, like our V8 that's in the 3/4 and 1-ton trucks. But it's been really impressive so far. We've had it about a year, and
Kevin,
it's doing very well.
Those things are good for 350,000 miles. I mean, somebody wants to buy a vehicle and put a lot of miles on it, and they're going to keep it 8 or 10 years or whatever.
Yep.
Then that's what they need to buy is that little diesel. That thing is bulletproof.
Yeah, it is. They're very tough motors, and
And to get what kind of mileage?
The fuel mileage, I think the combined average, which is the city and highway mileage, is like 24 miles a gallon.
Mercy.
Out of a full-size Suburban.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good mileage out of something that size. And it has a tremendous tow rating. It's putting out somewhere around 455 foot-pounds of torque, I believe.
Oh, well, it'll tow anything you got, kind of normal size trailer or a regular size boat. Yep. I mean, it's not going to haul a 40-footer with five engines on the back of it,
You'd be surprised with those things at haul. If the truck can handle it, the motor wheel.
That's true, too.
It's
now,
not a problem.
What about transmissions? What transmissions are
it's
available?
It's got the 10-speed automatic, which is a very good pairing for that motor. It keeps it in the power band all the way through the range. And
what kind of RPMs are you looking at? I mean, back in the day, we thought about diesels like, 2,100 RPMs or so.
Yeah, these things, you can turn them close to 4,000 RPMs.
Woo!
But they're most efficient somewhere in the, 1,800, 2,000 range.
Okay,
still hanging in that area, and it just that transmission keeps it in that. And the neat thing where a lot of people I've talked to when they had the 5.3 V8 and they were pulling a trailer, you go up and down these hills like going up towards Montgomery area and up in that area, it's a constant downshift. To climb that hill, that diesel it don't even check up. Set to cruise and it just
that kind of
there.
Torque. No.
Yeah. It don't have to downshift to do it. So been very, very nice setup. A friend of mine just bought one over the weekend. And he tournament fishes all over the state.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And so he pulls his boat everywhere.
Yeah, they got some big boats and all there with the gear and all they have on them and as well as the motors.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're hanging off of them now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You'll have the bass boat with a 350 hanging off the back of it, so it's they got toting some weight around for sure, but it's a very nice nice setup.
Yeah, that's a neat setup. Then now, what I like about it and where the diesel is going to continue to stay in there and get more mileage out of it is the fact that back in the day when we ran the diesels and we had the manual transmissions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of drivers took them a long time for them to learn how to shift the gears at the right RPMs to keep the diesels from lugging.
Right.
When they would lug, in other words, the motor would get down in a strain and start not operating efficiently, turning enough RPMs to pull the weight that they're pulling. If you just drop the gear and come down to a lower gear, then the RPMs would pick up and the motor would get back in its proper operating range.
Well, the big thing is that the turbo starts spinning properly.
Right.
And it gives you that boost, which gives you the power to pull on through.
Bad to the bone.
Yeah. It's a neat deal. It really is. And very sophisticated motor. It's got a lot of amenities, very clean emission-wise. So it's a good deal. I mean,
well,
when they
took all that sulfur out of our diesel fuel, that cleaned up all of our vehicles, up all of the fuel residue.
Well, you don't see a diesel smoke nowadays.
Nope.
If
you do, it's wrong.
It's been fooled with.
Somebody's messing with it.
It's been fooled with. If you see them smoking, even under heavy acceleration, they're very clean. You don't even. don't even know you're driving a diesel unless someone tells you you're driving a diesel most of the time.
Right.
You know, it's
well, they don't have a, they don't they've got some engine noise, but they don't have the clatter
right
that the diesels had back 20 years ago, 25 years ago. That I don't want all that damn racket under mine. Sound like pistons swapping holes.
I tell you what, if you're driving a truck that you're going to hook a trailer to, trust me, you want a diesel.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
They're incredibly torquey. You know, we have a 99 Ford F-350 that we pull a race trailer with, and it's overloaded as like everything. You know, and that Ford it does good jobs. It's been doing a good job for a long time. I'm not going to take anything away from it. It's got the 7.3 turbo diesel in it. Their Power Stroke, very dependable setup. We had a fuel leak on it here a couple weeks ago. We went over to practice in Pensacola. So we hooked it up to one of our guys has a 2519 model Chevrolet with a Duramax in it. And day and night difference in the way it pulls. Day and night difference. I mean, it doesn't even struggle to pull that thing at 85 mile an hour.
Holy
yeah.
cow.
Yeah. And getting decent mileage. It was getting right at 10 miles a gallon pulling a trailer that is severely overloaded.
Oh, yes, so, yes, yeah.
And a big, you know, a big square box, you know, so it's got yep. a lot of wind resistance to it. So
that being said, do you have the problems at the Florida scales now that you used to have?
Not like you used to have. I mean, it had gotten to the point to where you just couldn't hardly pull a trailer through the state line anymore, you know, and if it was a race car, you know, they just gave you fits because they say, well, you're making money off this. And it's like, I can show you some paperwork that shows you we ain't making no money. You know,
show me where I'm messing up,
right,
fool.
Right. If you show me how I make money doing this, yeah, I'm more power to
about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
We'll line them up over at the scales and you can have a class.
Yeah. Yeah. Best thing we do is maybe buy some tires and fuel
with
some money.
We try to keep from putting extra money in it.
Right, right. And that never works. That never works.
Well, you know, that old story, I probably told it 3 or 4 times on the air. You know, if you want to become a millionaire, you know, in NASCAR, you got to start with $10 million.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stay in it about 3 years, you'll be a millionaire then. You'll be lost that much.
It don't take 3 years anymore.
No.
If you can make it through about half season, you'll be there. Yeah. It's a tough deal, you know, and we're, you know, we local race, you know, we're low budget team, but,
that
you know,
being said, it's yeah. Snowball Derby time. When y'all racing?
We race, with Outlaw on Saturday night and, it was first week in December, first weekend,
so that's
which is like the fifth, I think.
Fifth. Okay.
I believe. And, that Thursday we will run the Pure Stock, which is the, McCarran owned car with Jerry Goff driving that won last year. So
okay, good. All right.
And won several races this year and set track record. And it's sitting in my shop with a transmission out of it right now.
Uh-oh.
But it's, that's okay. Well, it'll be ready.
And, yeah, it'll be ready.
Yeah. So
y'all run automatic or you run a?
Yeah, it's an automatic. So it was just pulled the pan, saw some stuff we didn't like. So, you know, it was time to go through it.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to, you know, need to tear it up in the snowball.
Well,
area.
it was working, but, you know, there's just some things we didn't like. So it's time to go through and make sure.
Do you have somebody in Mobile that can build those for you?
There are several people. We don't use a specific person for that. You know, we're using the Crockers out of Centronelle.
Okay, yeah. They build a good transmission.
Don's been he's a friend. He's been circle track racing with us for years and years, so like to send a little business his way.
Sure,
so,
there you go.
So so he's taking care of it for us, but you know, it's a good deal. We'll be there and be
there
good.
There you go.
And we actually loaded Outlaw up this past weekend, and you know, we don't race for 2 weeks, and so naturally I've thought of a couple of things. I want to unload it and do some more to it later before we go.
Oh my Lord.
But
now,
I can't leave it alone.
I had the occasion to watch Earnhardt and what's his name? Knaus?
Yeah.
Chad Knaus. Mm-hmm. On the interview where they were interviewing him on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making gestures to Chad about him being a big cheater.
Yeah.
He says, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we just taught him how to write the rules properly.
Exactly.
I never heard it explained that way.
Well, yeah. You know, I can look through the rule book. It's like, yeah, that one's about me. That one's about me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I've been there, too.
All right. We'll be back after these messages.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders.
If you're looking for piping, two locally owned and operated companies have all the answers. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast. APS provides construction, landscaping, civil engineering, and sewer system piping. And they pride themselves on providing prompt service and on-time delivery. Their customer service is second to none. APS also specializes in erosion control, soil and water separation, and slope and channeling control products in a variety of materials designed to fit your specific applications. Universal Precast specializes in storm boxes and industrial storm drains and covers. No job is too large or too small. Call David Jones and the professionals at Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast for all your piping needs. Located at 5721 Highway 90 West, Mobile. Call 653-1399. That's 653-1399. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fridge, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-929-7449. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-929-7449. 800-929-7449. That's 800-929-7449. 800-929-7449.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Here did look at the bumper. And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But yeah, we got snowball coming up here. Not this weekend, but the next. So we're about a week and a half out now. So big race. They got the NASCAR champion will be there racing.
Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott will be there.
You know who else will be there?
Who that?
Kyle.
I haven't seen his name on any of the stuff yet, yeah. But I do know for a fact that he was over there with a truckload of tires and several race cars working on, yep, you know, several weeks back. Ross Kenseth, Matt Kenseth's son, will be there.
Okay.
There's quite a few names to be there, no doubt. It's always the best race of the year.
And for all you racers out there that know what I'm talking about, they're not having the NASCAR banquet like they normally do on that same weekend, so all of the NASCAR drivers, mm-hmm, and crew chiefs and all and teams were having to go to the banquet. So now that the COVID has got that thing run off, and they've already done it by Zoom or whatever, yep, so that leaves all of these guys free to go race, and then the only race that there is in America that's worth a flip now is the Snowball Derby, and they all want to participate.
Yep.
So if you want to see some of the best drivers and some of the biggest names, this is the race you need to see.
Yeah. I tell you, it's always the biggest race of the year for short track racing. Everybody that's anybody will be there. Future stars, you start looking at the up-and-comers in NASCAR and that, and you'll start noticing – a trend of everybody that's been to the Snowball and either won or, run well.
Right.
There.
Yeah, they ran well.
And it's a really neat deal because You know, well, it's just a place you got to go.
There's a lot of drivers in NASCAR for the very reason that they ran the Snowball Derby, and some of the owners and some of the sponsors were at the Snowball Derby and saw them and saw how competitive they were, and, you know, and basically hired them and got them moved into the diversity program and or some of the Young Guns programs that the NASCAR had run. And now they're, you know, they're coming into the Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the cars, as well as the NASCAR Series.
Yep. Well, I mean, you know, a couple of guys that had been down here and run and outrun Kyle Busch or run well with him have moved up because of being able to do that and impressed him with their driving ability, and he moved them up and put them under his wing and took them racing. So.
Well, yeah, let me tell you this one, too, now. We were talking about Chase Elliott a while ago. Chase Elliott has won the Snowball Derby 2 times.
Right.
That was legally given to him.
Well, I mean, yeah.
One time.
3 times if you count the one that
three times that they took away from him, yeah. So I would, if I was a betting man, I was going to bet money on a race. I'd have to watch him run in hot lap and see where he qualified, and I would probably put some money on him.
You know who I'm going to put my money on for winning the Derby? Ricky Brooks.
Oh, yeah, he's the tech man.
he's won it more than anyone else is out there right now.
he's made a decision on who the winner was more than anybody else has.
Right. Yep, he's won more of them than anybody at this point, I do believe. But
he's disqualified a lot of good people.
He'll keep you honest, man. That's whether you want to be or not. Does a good job, though, really does. I'm glad to call him a friend and you know, he does a good job, and a lot of people respect him because of, you know, he don't care who you are.
Right.
You're going to play by the rules.
Well, they got a set of rules, and he enforces that set of rules, period.
Yep. Well, you know, a team like ours, it's, you know, we're on a limited budget, but I think we do a very good job of running with the bigger budget teams. You know, the matter of fact, the car that Chase Elliott's going to drive is owned by James Finch, and James Finch's grandson runs with us in Outlaw at times. So you know it's an unlimited budget.
Oh yes,
car.
Oh yes,
and you know we're competitive with any of them. So I don't hold my head when I go to the racetrack.
Hell no, so, yeah, walk tall, baby.
Yeah, so we win races and we run competitively with any of them. So you know it's sometimes it's not all about the money. As long as you have someone enforcing the rules and making sure everybody's playing by the same rules, I feel like I can be in the game.
Right.
You know, so I can't buy all the trick and hidden stuff, but you know, we can figure out how to get the car built and make it work with what you're supposed to have.
Well, you know, that being said, you know, they're coming back with a new series of cars now where they're backing up to running some of the types of products that you guys are running. You know, and some of these lower budget teams are running it. So, and the reason for that is that they've budgeted themselves out of cars.
Right.
So they've got to back up and put some rules in it where people, you know, the father and son teams and the grandpas and grandyoungin teams can go back out there and run again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they have to because, you know, what we're finding is that, you know, all the cars that we're racing now in the lower classes are basically your 78 to 88 GM metric cars, which are Monte Carlos, Grand Prix, Regals, those cars.
The frames.
Yeah, the frames and front end. Some of the body stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
front clips.
And you know, in the pure stock and sportsman class, they're really the whole car. In the truck class, it's that frame with a truck body on it. You know, the modifieds are running some of those components, but they've already started letting them go to a fabricated chassis because they're running out of usable chassis.
Right, right.
Because really, if you get one from up north that hadn't been crushed yet, it's a rust bucket. Down here, you know, people from up north have been sourcing them from down here for so many years that we're running just about out of them.
Right.
So it's hard to find one that has either not bent or.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know for a fact that I probably went through, you know, 15 of them, you know, just in the years that I was racing.
Yeah.
And had 20 of the cars in my lot at one time for spares and spare parts, you know.
Well, and you had to. I mean, I had, you know, I raced a 83 Monte Carlo for years, and I can't tell you how many of that generation of vehicle I went through for spare parts, you know.
Well, it's like in the earlier years when they, you know, they came out with the 55, 56, 57 Chevrolets, and they used that frame. They used those frames for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
But then we move over to the metric frame because we ran out of those frames.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And had to. I mean, you went through the 55, 6, 7 Chevrolets, then you went to, you know, the Chevelle chassis, you know. Then you got into, you know, for a while they were doing Camaros, and you just can't find a Camaro in era anymore, you know.
Didn't have a full chassis under it anyway, you know.
No, they were using the front clip.
Using the front clip and building up the rest of the chassis.
Right, and you know, so it's just getting harder and harder. But they're going to have to let you run a fabricated chassis, but they got to keep it economical enough to where you can go race.
Well, the bolt-on parts is where they got to give you a break.
Right.
You don't need the $4,000 sets of shocks.
Yeah, yeah. They got to keep that kind of stuff to a minimum. They got to keep it to where you can run tires more than once a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And just keep it to where you can keep coming back to the racetrack. Because a lot of people can build a car, they just can't keep coming back with it.
Can't afford to go. Can't afford to go every race and buy the tires, buy the high-dollar fuel, and then pay all the entry fees and everything for the guys that they need to take in with them.
Yep, absolutely. Guys, it sounds like we're coming up towards the end of our show. I want to tell everybody, please be careful out on the roads if you're going to be traveling for Thanksgiving, especially if you're around me on the way towards Houston on Wednesday.
Try not to get in that third level because he's going to be
right,
up there.
Right,
he's exactly. going to be up there.
So, yeah, I don't want to get involved in anything, so please be careful. You know, but, you know, we had some issues coming back last time I was out there. So not personally, but there was a wreck that backed everything up for quite a while.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
But don't want to have to get tied up in anything.
Well, and we pray that everyone doesn't forget to thank the one that this Thanksgiving Day is all about. And give thanks for all of the good things that have done and all the stupid stuff that's happened to us. Let's forget it and overlook it and move on. Because things have got to get better than what they are right now. God bless you all. Have a blessed one. We appreciate you listening.
Yep.
And for all of our veterans and first responders, hurrah.
Yep. And as bad as it's been this year, there's always something to be thankful for.
Amen. So, yes. We're still here.
We're still here. So we'll be back.
On a Georgia overdrive.